Principle 13, discussing ascents and descents. So all of the learning is trying to help us appreciate our spiritual descents, meaning the times that we feel spiritually disconnected. We don't naturally appreciate our spiritual descents. We appreciate when we're feeling spiritually connected. And the learning is helping us to become aware that all of our feeling spiritually disconnected is an integral part of our developing spiritually, and that to help us actually appreciate all of the times that we're feeling disconnected, that those times are here to actually help us to progress spiritually. What we just read in the section here, it started to say that if a person is working on their spirituality, doing spiritual work, and the goal is to transcend our ego, to try to transcend our desire to receive, to try to work on the place where instead of trying to get in every moment, we're working towards trying to be in a place of giving. So that's the moment that our ego resists. If all of our spiritual practice and learning is rooted in only trying to serve ourselves through that, then our desire to receive, our ego, is fine with that. It's happy with that. The beginning of any spiritual practice and spiritual work and becoming interested in our spirituality all begins with doing it for a self-serving reason. It's the only way in, because our natural state is everything we're doing to want to get something from it. So at first, we're interested in material pleasures, the pleasures that involve physical pleasures, money, being honored, pleasures even of wisdom. So at first, the person is, most people are involved with trying to attain pleasures of our material world. And then there's people that become interested in higher pleasures, which are the pleasures of spirituality, spiritual pleasures, pleasures of trying to connect with our divine source. So at first, when any person begins to become interested in their spirituality and to do spiritual practice, it's done in order to try to gain higher pleasures, trying to now attain pleasures that are beyond even the material pleasures that are more clearly in front of our eyes. So our first entrance into spiritual practice and being interested in our spirituality, our ego and our desire to receive is fine with that. There's still some struggles because the pleasures in our material world are very revealed to us. And we start to work towards spiritual pleasures and start to work in the realm of spirituality. So we also have to start to be working with belief, that believing that there's something to connect to and there's pleasure to be found there. So in a way, when we're starting our work in spirituality, although it's still completely rooted in our ego and what we're going to get from it, but we're kind of, instead of sort of like dealing with, we could like say metaphorically in our material world is dealing with getting paid in cash, in spiritual work in the beginning, we're like looking to be paid on credit. There's an aspect of having to work on belief, and pleasures are not laid out right in front of our eyes. So we're starting to work in a higher way, but still it's completely rooted in wanting to get from it. There's nothing altruistic about it. We're trying to, through our spiritual work, trying to gain pleasures and be blessed through that work in this world. Or we could have wants of being blessed through our spiritual practice in the world to come, in afterlife. So in all of that, our beginning of spiritual practice is rooted in self-interest. Now, the next level is when we start to become aware and interested in our spirituality developing beyond that, and realizing that we're here to work on the place of actually transcending our always trying to serve our own self-interest. Start to become interested in spiritual development that's about transcending our desire to receive, trying to reach the place of not just trying to take all of the what there is to get, but trying to be in a place of giving and service, place of trying to learn how to truly love. So when we start to become interested in that, So that's the next level of spiritual practice. And that's the moment that our desire to receive and our ego starts to resist. Because until then, our desire to receive is invested. But the moment that we are starting to become interested in transcending our desire to receive, going beyond our desire to receive, so our desire to receive is like, so what am I going to get from that? And as long as we have the answer, well, you're going to get from it blessing in this world, you're going to get blessing in the world to come, you're going to get, which is true. But as long as that's what we're working on, and that's what our desire to receive is motivating in our spiritual practice, is motivated by, then we're still just rooted in self-interest. So the moment we start to try to reach a place where I'm going to try to go beyond anything that I'm going to get from it, I want to try to learn to actually be in a place of loving and giving. That's what's becoming interesting to me. So when our desire receives, what am I going to get from that? You say, nothing. You're going to get a pleasure of giving, not a pleasure of receiving. That's what we're going to try to attain, that our pleasure is in giving. Not that you're going to get what you want, desire to receive, but want to reach a place where the pleasure is in giving to others. So then the desire to receive is like, oh, I don't know about that. No way. And the extent that we start to do that work, so our desire to receive gives more resistance. So the first thing we have here is that the idea that we start to feel resistance in our spiritual work, we start to feel spiritual dissent, it starts to become harder for us, is a very good sign. That means we're starting to get into that zone of the deeper spiritual work actually is. So the first thing is telling us that our spiritual dissent, feeling spiritually disconnected, resistance that we're having in spiritual practice, if we're feeling that, is a very good sign. And if we're not feeling that at all, if all of our spiritual practice is just going smoothly, so then that's a sign that we're actually not working on ourselves. So the first thing is the idea of appreciating our feeling spiritually disconnected. So we'll end for now and, God willing, continue next time. Thank you.